This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Making big things out of the world's strongest material has been a major goal of materials engineers. Now some MIT engineers have figured out a way to do it, but on the way they made another discovery too. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
You may never have heard of graphene, but you've used it before. It's what makes a pencil work. Professor Marcus Bueller, who runs MIT's Laboratory for Atomistic and Molecular Mechanics, says a pencil point is made of graphite, which is stacked layers of graphene. As you rub the surface of the pencil against paper, the sheets of graphene flake off.
So that's why we can write with a pencil. So we scrape off individual layers of graphene, basically.
Graphene has a very strong bond along one plane, but weak bonds between the planes. That's why, in a pencil, the sheets of graphene peel off when rubbed against the paper. Here's the thing. Graphene is the strongest known material. But it's also very, very, very thin. So thin as to be essentially two-dimensional.
So it's one atom thick. It's really hard to build anything useful out of it, other than maybe nanoscale devices.
Bueller says because graphene is two-dimensional, so far engineers have only been able to build very small things with it. But engineers would like to build bigger things. And it was in that pursuit that the MIT engineers discovered something else. Bueller's team, which includes research scientist Zhao Qin, has figured out a potential way to fold graphene into a three-dimensional model out of which you could build bigger structures.
So graphene conventionally was thinking to be the two-dimensional thin film structure, but here we create a three-dimensional structure.
Graduate student Kangxiao Zhong discovered a formula to describe the structure in its most perfect form.
This geometry is already known, called gyroid. Based on the Zhao's work, I apply this mathematical form to our modeling tool to build a different size of the gyroid structure of graphene.
Imagine a twisted honeycomb, but instead of a bunch of different sides all stuck together, Marcus Bueller explains that it only has two sides that fold over one another repeatedly.
The surface in this gyroid is continuous. So if you look at a small piece, it's always two-dimensional, it's always perfectly connected. But if you look, sort of zoom out, it forms a three-dimensional structure, so you can build things with them.
So far, Bueller says, they've only been able to do this with computational models when it comes to graphene. But they have been able to build a structure with plastic. Bueller says you could also use metals, concrete, or glass with the help of 3D printing.
Geometry is really important for the properties, not so much the material itself.
And this is where the aha moment came for the engineers. They realized that with this new structure they discovered, they don't necessarily need to use a strong material like graphene. It was the shape that was the key. They could use other materials. They also discovered that if they make the structure with thick walls, it is stronger, but more brittle. Here's what a plastic gyroid with thick walls sounds like under pressure. It bursts. Now, here's what a plastic gyroid with thin walls sounds like under pressure. It cracks, but does not shatter. Bueller explains that's because with thin walls, the structure buckles instead of breaking.
Using weakness to create strength is something that we see a lot in many biological organisms and living systems, in many proteins and actually in spider webs. We see that the individual elements are very weak. And it's actually not a weakness for the whole system, but it's a strength at the end of the day because it allows for local failures to occur.
Break one strand of the web, and the web still holds together. Bueller says this concept goes against engineers' instincts, which is to build things out of the strongest possible materials. The plastic gyroids Bueller and his research associates have made are cubical and spherical, but he says they could take any shape, like an airplane wing.
In a case of an airplane, or in a case of a car, or maybe in a building, I think the biggest advantage actually is that you don't need any welding or connecting points, because the reason why things break usually is because you have either welded them, you have screwed them, glued them, And these create stress concentrations that may lead to corrosion, that might lead to some kind of imperfections.
The engineer's dream is a light, super strong structure without any weak points. These researchers are not there yet, but they are one step closer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.